After a big week of leadership elections and reviews, two of BC's opposition party leaders laid out their starkly different agendas to local leaders Thursday morning at the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM, annual meeting. For new BC Greens leader Emily Lowen, this was her first major speech since winning the party's leadership contest on Wednesday with a campaign she dubbed, Fight the Oligarchs, Fund the Future. She called for a wealth tax and windfall profit tax to ensure the richest corporations and the 1% are paying their fair share. BC. Conservative leader John Rusted, fresh off a contentious leadership review, attacked the NDP government's reconciliation agenda, arguing for the repeal of the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act and an end to the push to amend the Heritage Conservation Act. He focused much of his attention on the BC Supreme Court's Cowichan Tribes land title decision, which awarded First Nation title to some public lands in an area of Richmond and declared that BC has a duty to negotiate in good faith reconciliation on title for private holdings in the area. It's not that we don't need to address title, we do need to address title, Rusted said. But Indigenous rights and private property rights cannot coexist. Rusted renewed his call for the Supreme Court of Canada to step in and make a reference decision on whether private property rights extinguish Indigenous rights when it comes to title. He also said he thinks Metro Vancouver Regional District ought to be abolished in favor of a basic water, sewer and garbage utility. We don't need that extra bureaucracy and cost in our system, he said. Rusted also gave his thoughts on a BC issue that has gained international attention from right-wing politicians and commentators. I can't believe what's happening with the ostriches, he said. Here's the real kick. You're treating a 200 to 300 pound bird like it was a chicken. The conservative leader was referring to the attempt by the Canada Food Inspection Agency to cull 400 ostriches at a farm in Edgewood where avian flu was detected. The Supreme Court of Canada has put a stay on the cull while it mulls the case. Rusted wants the ostriches tested to see if the virus is still present before taking any action. If there's not a problem, let them live, he said. Rusted won his leadership review with 70.66% of party members voting in support. But the contest was not without controversy. A large batch of fake membership sign-ups was discovered at one point by the party. An internal investigation was conducted, but the party has not revealed its findings. Former Conservative MLA Eleanor Sturco said she had more questions and concerns. Then Rusted removed her from the party on Monday, September 22. Sturco showed up at Rusted's speech, sitting just about front and center. She told reporters afterwards that he was out of step with local leaders' priorities. The day prior, a large contingent of BC mayors gathered at the front of the legislature to bring attention to street disorder and public safety concerns in their communities, and the failure of the province to deal with crime and the toxic drug crisis. He spent virtually no time talking about what municipalities said was their most pressing issue, literally killing people on the streets of their communities, she said. That is not leadership, that is not strong opposition. The new Green Party leader's speech was well received, with a good deal of local officials standing for applause, but she was shaky on the issues when speaking with reporters afterwards. Lowen is new to politics at this level. Forgive my ignorance, but, first day on the job, and I only get to say that once, she said in response to a question about the Heritage Conservation Act, which gives First Nations some say in land use based on archaeological findings. Changes to that legislation are being developed. I haven't been fully briefed on that issue. She said the same thing when asked about the Cowichan Tribe's land title decision. Lowen was elected to lead her party on Wednesday and takes the reins from interim leader Jeremy Valeriote. She took the opportunity at UBCM to outline a few of her big priorities. This includes improving public transport in the sea-to-sky corridor, encouraging more electric vehicle adoption through renewed rebate programs and ensuring shelter services and non-market housing receive better funding. She also hit her familiar notes on combating corporate interests. When foreign state-owned companies or American oligarchs want more subsidies for oil and gas projects, Somehow there's always a couple extra billion dollars between the couch cushions, she said.